Mishnah Yomis for Monday, the 18th day of Adar Sheni, Tov Shin Pei Beis. Masechta Demai, Perek Shvi, Mishnah Beis. Our Mishnah is continuing the theme of the previous Mishnah, and it comes to tell us about a case of a person who's been invited for Shabbos to someone's place who doesn't trust him for Trumas Maizers. And we're talking here about making a condition, a tnai, on the Shabbos itself. And it's telling us that it's not sufficient to do the preparation and saying, what I'm going to eat is this, what I'm going to eat is this, and this is going to be truma. You've got to actually also mention a whole nusach. You've got to mention the text, even on Shabbos itself, when they give you the food. You do it quietly, obviously. And you say the nusach of Afroshos Maisros as you did in Erev Shabbos. Because the condition that he made in Erev Shabbos only helps to allow him to separate it on Shabbos. So that when you're separating on Shabbos, you're not mesaken, you're not fixing it because it's already partially, it's already prepared, you've prepared the fixing Erev Shabbos. But our Mishnah talks about wine for Kiddush that the guest receives. And even though it mentions wine, the same thing will apply to any food or drink. Why does it mention wine or the kos? Because that's how the sort of Shabbos usually starts. It starts with a kiddush al kos. Furthermore, it's going to tell us it adopts the case of a kos, a cup of wine, because there are differences in where you kaveya the mokum, where you're going to put the place of maaser, where you're going to designate a place that's going to be maaser, as we'll soon see, which is different to when you have food. When it has a cup of wine, we're going to see it's a bit different. Mozguloi, says the Mishnah, now that he's on Shabbos and he's now eating in the house of the Amorites, and they poured for him the wine, Esakos, they poured for him out a cup of wine, Omer, he has to now repeat, on Shabbos before he drinks the wine, he has to repeat a text and say as follows, Ma shani osid l'shay b'shulei hakos, what I'm going to leave at the bottom of the cup, Haru Maiser, I declare that that's Maiser. Now, it's not Maiser the whole thing, it's a chelek of the Maiser Rishon. It's a portion of the first 10, of the 10%. Usha'or Maiser, the rest of the 10%, that's 9/10 of the Maiser, Somuchloi, is next to this little bit. Zershos is a Maiser, this little bit that I declared Maiser initially at the bottom of the cup, I hereby declare, Osui Trumas Maiser Alav. It now is the Trumas Maiser for the rest of the Maiserishan, for the rest of the 10%. And in that way, he's now declared the Trumas Maiser. Or Maiser Sheni Bifiv. Now, where's Maiser Sheni, which you also have to separate or declare in the case of Dmai, when you're eating it at Amoritz's food? The Maiser Sheni is in the Piv. The Piv means in the top of the cup, literally the mouth of the cup. And Ahibi declared that it's now transferred the kedusha of that Maaser Sheni to the money. I'm redeeming the Maaser Sheni that I redeemed yesterday. I hereby saying it's mechul alamois. It's now transferred to the money. And he can say that on Shabbos because he's already effectively redeemed it before Shabbos. Now, it's interesting. The Tosfos Yom Tov points out that with a cup of wine, you don't say north or south, which we mentioned in the previous mission about food, when you designate where the Maaser Sheni is. Why do you mention befiv, the mouth of the opening of the cup? Because with a cup of wine, or any liquid, it's by saying the north of the cup or the south of the cup, you're not really identifying a place. But when you say the fiv, when you say the mouth of the cup, that gives it more of a kvias mokum, gives it more of a place or a designated place. The Yerushalmi adds that he also has to say the following thing. He doesn't just say it's Trumas Maiser. He says, Me'achshov l'ch'eshte te Trumas Maiser. The Yerushalmi explains that he has to say, from now, when I drink, it'll be Trumas Maiser, that little bit of wine at the bottom of the cup. Why? Why does he have to say such a strange a combination of words? From now, when I drink. If he just says, from now, me'achshav, from now I want it to be Trumas Maiser, that means that it'll be immediately Trumas Maiser. And when he's drinking it, you'll have Trum and Chulin mixed together. That you're not allowed to do. It's a meduma. You're not allowed to drink a mixture of Trum and Chulin. So if he declares it me'achshav right now, that's a problem. You can't drink it. Now, if he would not say me'achshav, if he only said l'ch'eshteh, leshreshta, which means when I will drink it. That would imply that only after I drink it, what's in the bottom of the cup is trumas maisa. And that would be a problem because you would have, it would come out that he didn't separate truma until after the drinking. And then what he's drinking is tevel, untithed. So he has to have a combination of these two words. Me'achshov, l'she'achshta. He says, from now and when I drink. So with one hand, it's not just trumas maisa now. And it comes out, he didn't drink tev, and because he at least said me'achshov, he's giving the maisa, trumas maisa. But at the same time, it's not happening only after he eats it. He's not drinking tevel, nor is he drinking meduma. It's sort of in between. Our Mishnah has learnt, the way we learnt it is like the Bar Tanura, that this whole Tanai is being made on the Shabbos itself. The Gra argues, the Gra doesn't like this Pirush at all. He says that if the Mishnah was going to tell us that you have to repeat this on Shabbos, the Nusach of the Hafrosha, why would the Mishnah take a case of Mozgulokos? Why would it do that? Why wouldn't it just keep the same format as it has in the previous Mishnah? They gave him to eat. And furthermore, the Yerushalmi says you're not allowed to make this declaration, make it Tanai. You can do it on Erev Shabbos, but not on Shabbos itself. And therefore, the Gra learns totally different. He says that the Mishnah is not talking about on Shabbos. It's talking about the Tanai that he makes on Erev Shabbos. And it's really just telling us that as far as pouring up the cup of wine, you have to make a different form of a Tanai. Instead of talking about north and south, you talk about the Fiv, the Maaseh Sheni in the opening. And when you talk about Trumas Maaser, you have to talk about the bottom of the cup. And that's really the way one has to do it. Anyway, that's how the Gra learns Pshat in the Mishnah, different to the way that we've learned it. Mishnah Gimel. Poel she'ena ma'amin l'bala bais. Imagine if you have a worker who doesn't trust his employer, who gives him his mazonos. We're talking about in terms of employment where the employer had to give food to the worker. And the worker doesn't trust him as far as Trumas HaMais is concerned. He's an Amoritz. Noitel Gregeris Achas says the mission of the worker should take one dried fig, which will be, he has to take a Maiser from the Demai, what he's eating. So let's say there's 100 figs, so one fig, well, 1%, that's Trumas Maiser. Voimer, and he says, Zu, this dried fig that I've taken, v'teisha bo'esachareh, and another 9 figs coming after it or next to it, asuyas meiser, I hereby called meiser, al tishim shani oichel, for the 90 that I'm going to eat, together with the other 9, out of the 100, there's another 90. Zoi, and he says, this dried fig that I've taken first, that I've initially talked about, Asuya Trumas Maisa Lane will be the Trumas Maisa for the whole 10, which are Maisa Rishon. Or Maisa Sheni Bachroina. Maisa Sheni will be in the figs that come after the 10 that I've made. And I hereby declare, Umuchulol Alamois, that Maisa Sheni, I hereby redeem it for the money. The Gregoris, this Maisa Sheni of the figs are absolutely chulin. And the money, of course, goes up to the Beis HaMikdash, and you spend that on Maisa Sheni, on food. V'choseich gregeris achas, and he has to save one gregeris, which means, since he has made one dried fig as trumas maaser, which he needed to give to the kohen, he has to save that from his own food. In other words, out of the 100 that he's been given for his rations from the employer, he can only eat 99. And the Trumas Maisa has to come out of his pocket, meaning out of his 100 that he gets. He can't ask the Balabais, he can't expect the employer to fork out another fig for the Trumas Maisa. Because the Balabais says, I gave Maisa. You want to be frum? You want to take an extra Maisa? You do it in your cheshbon. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Amar Lo Yachzai. Rabban Shimon Gamliel says, no, you should not. You should not save and eat only 99 figs. We're not talking about it one time, obviously. You don't have to, you should not save because and use that for the Trumas Maaser. Mipnei shehuma mait melachta shebal habayis, because you will not perform as well the job of your employer. Your employer gives you 100 figs, and that's your ration, for whatever time of employment that is, a week employment, whatever, however much it is, if you don't eat all of it, you don't have the energy to do your boss's job. And it comes out that by taking 1% that trumas meiser away from your food, from your mazonos, you're not performing as well. So what you have to do is, what the employee has to do, he has to buy with his own pocket, with his own money, another fig, use that to complete the food that he's meant to eat. And that will replace the one fig that he has to give to the Kohen for Trumas Maaser. That's what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says. Sounds rather strange. I mean, why would one dried fig less give him not enough energy? In fact, there are Mefarshim that say that the Rambam, who was, by the way, a doctor, doesn't agree to the way of learning this Mishnah. He learns differently. But this is how the Yerushalmi learns. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Lo Yachsach. He says, no. He says, you should not spare or have to keep from your own food one gergaris, one fig. He says, you can eat the entire portion from the Shal Bala Bais, and you can demand that the owner, the Bala Bais, has to be on his cheshbon. He has to give the Trumas Maaser. Why? Bipnei Shu'ut Nai Beis Din. Rabbi Yossi says, that's a takon of Beis Din, that if an employee wants to give Trumas Maaser, the Bala Bais has to recompense him and reimburse him. And it's not, he shouldn't have to come out of his own money. And that's how the Rabbi Yossi learned. So three different opinions how to do it here. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, the Tanakhama says that he actually can eat 99. One of them has to come out of his cheshbon. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, yes. Well, yeah, he has to eat 99. One can't cheshbon, but he has to actually add another one to give his full food. And we have the third opinion. Rabbi Yossi says, no. Rabbi Yossi says that it's the employer who has to make up that 100th for the Trumas Maaser, and he should be able to eat his heart content all the 100 or all the 99 and then get reimbursed another one for the Trumas Maaser that he gave from the employer.